It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
We are here for American Idol this week. Let's just give you kind of, let's run a couple of things here. First, let's give you a snapshot of what it's like hanging out with the American Idolists and specifically their publicists.
Right.
You get a couple of different breeds of publicists in LA.
Mm-hmm. Right, Jen?
You've heard Jen talk about. And, you know, for the most part, they're pretty cool.
I would say that, 99% of them are really cool, especially the people who are here with Fox who are taking good care of us. They're awesome.
Then there are the others.
There are
the
a few others.
The others. I take this entirely too seriously, man, which I guess is, if you're the celebrity, is a really great thing because you need somebody to be the
bad cop.
Yeah, bad cop.
Because and tell me if I'm wrong, but I often wonder if the PR person is the bad cop, and they know they're the bad cop because the celebrity has told them they have to be because as a celebrity, you can't be rude to anybody. You can't get up and walk away. You can't say, you know, you can't do anything without ruining your image, you know?
Well, and in some cases, the celebrity is so big, I can understand how they're pushed and pulled in so many different directions that you do need that buffer between the celebrity and the fans, because somebody has to be the fall guy.
Yeah.
And that's going to be the PR person. But there's, I think, a nice way to handle it and kind of a rude way to handle it. We've seen both.
Yeah, you definitely see both. And I think handled nicely, they can get some of the same results as when they handle things rudely.
And I think it's an age thing. From what Jen's told me about a couple of publicists, I think it's an age thing. I think the younger you are, the more rude you are.
You think so?
I think it's like a power thing, because you're just coming up into this. You don't really know what to expect. Everybody's obviously older than you. You've been in the business longer, so you just don't know about it.
And
I think you have something to prove.
Yeah, like they've got something to prove.
Yeah.
So they're like
more
rude to get their point across when they're younger.
Jeff and I were talking about this yesterday. Like, we were joking, but maybe the truth is that when we see the nice publicists, the young, nice ones, Jeff and I were joking that we won't see them again next year. But the ones that are like really sort of aggressive and telling us that we only have 90 seconds and then they're moving on to the next one, those are probably the people that we have to deal with for the next 15 years.
That's funny. Really funny.
So you got the publicist angle of this whole thing, and then engineer Frankie here and Wendy and I went to American Idol Fox Party last night. They stayed longer than I did.
Yeah, it was a fun party up at this place called Elevate in this hotel. So it's on the 21st floor, so you could see all of Los Angeles and Hollywood. So gorgeous view. And the party was a lot of fun. There was a couple of past Idol contestants from season 8 and season 7. Bo Bice and Taylor Hicks were out there.
Taylor Hicks. Taylor shaved his head a little bit.
Yeah,
shaved his head.
It's real short.
It's real buzzed.
I didn't even recognize him.
Taylor has not been back to a lot of Idol season finales.
No.
I mean, none that I've seen or heard of, and so I'm surprised that he's back this season.
And I wonder why. I wonder if it's a black eye to American Idol, or Taylor just didn't want, like, he just wanted to separate himself.
But somebody pointed out to us last year, wasn't it, that in the montage before Idol, you know how they have like sort of the sketch drawings in that graphic montage before it starts, and it's like Kelly Clarkson, and then you can see Carrie Underwood, but that they always left out Taylor Hicks.
That's weird.
Even though he won it.
Oh, that sucks.
But he was left out for a long time.
Why y'all think that?
I don't know. I mean, when he won, wasn't he kind of the one that was sort of like rejecting American Idol, saying stuff in interviews like he could have gone this far without them, and he kind of dissed the franchise a little bit. I don't think they loved that.
He's supposed to be here with us today, so
we got to ask
him.
We got to
ask him some of these questions. Yeah, we'll do it in a nice way. But yeah, like the answers to that. Mm-hmm. Jason Castro was there last night.
Jason Castro, and then
he's a married dude now.
I think he did get married like last year, or he's engaged, or something happened last year. So he's with one woman. So he was there last night, and then David Archuleta came out and performed.
Archie.
He's so cute. He's just the same little singer as he was on American Idol, just so bubbly and fun and innocent. You just kind of want to give him a little hug and tell him everything's going to be okay.
Put him in your pocket.
I know.
What did he sing last night?
He sang a couple of his songs, and he did some covers. He did Train's Hey Soul Sister, which was really good. He's really talented, but haven't heard him since that one single he had, but he's putting out another one this year. So he hung out a little bit, took pictures with everybody. So he was
sweet.
Cool.
He's good to his fans.
He was so sweet last night.
He took good care of his fans.
Who was the hottie horse chick that was there?
Oh, Chrissy Lee Cook, who I know, Katie Jo.
I mean that she likes horses, not that she looks
like one. She looks like one at all. No, she just, that's like her hobby.
Yeah, Katie Jo's crush.
Oh, that's funny.
She's very pretty.
Katie Jo's crush from last two seasons ago? Or
she was last season. And then Chrissy Lee Cook, and then Brooke White from season 7. She was the one who did Let It Be and stopped on the piano and had to restart on American Idol. She was hanging out last night. But the facility was just beautiful.
It was gorgeous
with couches, and they had great food. They had sushi, a whole like awesome food spread last night.
I'll tell you, the most interesting dude that we met last night was not an American Idol contestant. The most interesting guy we met last night was like a 23-year-old kid that has been going from town to town to town to town, 30 different cities.
Okay.
He gets up in the morning and he decides what city he wants to go to. He goes on Craigslist, lands himself a job, and then goes to that city and works for as long as he wants. And then when he's done, he goes to Craigslist, finds himself another job, and then goes to that city. He's from Atlanta.
He's from Atlanta.
Oh, wow.
And he's doing this with his brother. So we got to meet his brother.
Yeah.
And they have a travel, they have a new travel website that they're doing out of Costa Rica. So they're like booking travel, and they're just all about moving different places.
How was he connected to the whole thing?
He was working for AT&T. He got a job on Craigslist, and he got a job with AT&T. And he was promoting a Samsung phone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So he was going around the party doing that.
So taking pictures.
When he's done with this, then he'll decide what city he wants to go to. He goes on Craigslist and he gets himself another job. And he's done it, he said, 30, 35 different cities.
Oh, that's great.
Good for him.
Yeah.
At 23 years old, that's awesome.
That's the time to do it right there.
That's perfect.
I told him I need to write a book.
At 33, not cool.
No.
At 23, very cool.
Very cool.
At 40, pathetic.
The Burt Show.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.